Our fight is against the arms company down there that makes bomb release mechanisms for F-16s, the components for the Hellfire missile. It's the children in Afghanistan and Gaza and the West Bank of Palestine and Somalia and Iraq that we're fighting for. Even though it's a US company, it has British workers, which means it's receiving for each worker involved in any export of arms £13,150 per year of taxpayers' money per person. It's what gives Britain prestige as our arms trade. The police came in using a 19th century bylaw, 1874, for which the maximum fine is £2. For this, they brought in 55 police officers. It took them 2 hours to remove our tents but leave the camp here in what I would call a very petty matter of vengeance. This major, major supplier of weapons of mass destruction and genocide. Every time you look on the news and you see the deaths of civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan and the West Bank and Gaza and occupied Palestine and Somalia, and a few years back when you were watching those Hawk jets bombing civilians in East Timor, this factory's part of that. It is a major player.